Hello?
Hello, is Betty Bennett there?
What would you like?
Yes, I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So in this case, ma'am, let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. Give me just 1 second. Okay, and are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? You will probably vote. Are the chances 50-50 or will you not vote?
I'm 100% going to vote.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, and may I ask your age?
64.
Okay, thank you so much. And what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
African American.
Okay, thank you so much. Next one. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for President, U.S. Senate, and U.S. Congress and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not motivated at all, and 10 means you are extremely motivated.
A 10.
Hello, can you hear?
A 10.
I'm sorry? Thank you so much. I'm sorry, then I was breaking up a little bit. Okay, and now I'm going to read a list of elected officials. After each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove their job. We have 4 options here. Somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove. So the first one is Sherrod Brown as a senator.
Approve.
Okay, and we'll just say strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you so much. Next one, Mercy Kaptur as congresswoman.
Strongly approve.
Okay, thank you so much. Next one, Joe Biden as president.
Strongly approve.
Thank you so much. And last one, Donald Trump as former president.
He's below 0.
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much. Next one. Now I'm going to read a list of public figures and institutions. After each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you haven't heard about this person or institution, you can let me know. We also have 4 options here. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, and very unfavorable. So the first one is Donald Trump again.
Unfavorable.
Okay, we'll just say very or somewhat.
Very.
Okay, thank you. Next one, Republicans in Congress.
Unfavorable.
Okay, and we'll just say somewhat or very.
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you so much. Next one, again, Joe Biden.
Favorable.
Thank you so much. Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. Next one, again, Mercy Kaptur.
Favorable, very favorable.
Thank you. Next one, Derek Merring.
I don't know who he is.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. Next one, Democrats in Congress.
Favorable.
Thank you. Somewhat or very?
Very.
Thank you. And last one, First Energy.
Very favorable.
Okay, thank you so much. Next one. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat or the Republican?
A Democrat.
Thank you so much. Next one. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, or another candidate?
Joe Biden.
Thank you so much. Next one. If the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom will you vote?
Democrat.
Okay. Thank you so much. Next one. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom will you vote? Democrat Mercy Kaptur or Republican Derek Merring?
Democrat Mercy Kaptur.
Okay, thank you. And is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Merring, or would you say there is no chance considering voting for him?
No chance.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Mercy Kaptur. The statement says, Mercy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Now, the question is, does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference? If the statement makes you more likely to vote for her, or you think it is not true, you can let me know.
Well, I don't think it's not true, because they know that they can't keep letting people in here and not go through the process of getting nationalized the way that they should do, because they don't know who's coming in here, and it's a blessing that they had gotten a hold of ISIS members who were trying to get in here, and they caught them. So, well, they have to really be careful. You know, they have to control the borders, as far as I'm concerned. They shouldn't let people just come in here and people do the work of getting naturalized. But these those people, which I know our nation, everything was always had immigrants. Even in the Bible, there were immigrants. There were, you know, immigrants. But nowadays, it's a different time of dispensation where we have to really be careful who comes in here at the border. So I'm for, you know, like, stopping people from coming over here through the border.
Okay. Thank you so much for your answer and for your opinion. I already selected your option here. Thank you so much. Next one. I am going to read some statements people have made about Republican Derek Merring. After each statement, please indicate if this makes you much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or if it makes no difference. If the statement makes you more likely to vote for them, or if you think it's not true, you can also let me know. And, you know, even if you haven't heard much about this candidate, you can, for example, give me your opinion only based on the statement, okay?
Okay.
Okay. The first one says, nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Merring voted no. and when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Marin even voted no on that. So the options again are much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely to vote for him, or not true.
None likely.
Okay, thank you. Next one. Derek Marin wrote a bill that will define the crime of, quote, aggravated abortion murder. Marin's bill will persecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison, and could even find them punishable by death. Marin's bill will also force doctors to reimplant ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse.
I don't think that's right. I know God, I don't believe in abortions, but who am I to judge? You know, God is the judge. So I think they should leave women alone. They should leave them alone. Let God deal with it.
Okay, of course. Thank you so much for that. So in this case, you will say much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely or not true?
Much unlikely.
Okay, thank you. Next one, in the state legislature, Derek Marin sells extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us.
Very unlikely.
Okay, thank you. Next one, as a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions for real estate special interest, Derek Marin wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas.
Very unlikely.
Thank you so much. Next one, we're just a couple to go. In the state of legislature, Derek Marin supported anti-union laws that drive down wages of workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marin will stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and will raise the retirement age.
Very unlikely.
Okay, thank you. And the last statement says, after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Marin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Marin's corruption.
Very unlikely.
Okay, thank you so much. One second. Give me one moment. My computer here is stuck. Okay. Next one. Based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marin, or would you still vote for him?
I would vote against him.
Okay. And what would you say is the best reason to vote against him?
Well, because of the things that he's doing, the bills that he's writing and what he want to do to women, I don't think God would like, God doesn't like that. He said, yeah, I love our neighbors. So it's God that would do the judge, not him. He should not be, you know, doing the things that he's doing.
Okay. Thank you so much for your opinion. I'm just taking notes here. Okay. Thank you so much for that. One second. I just need to write to the last part. Okay. Perfect. Thank you. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So if I would like to ask you again. If the election for the U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Merritt?
Democrat Marcy Kaptur.
Thank you so much. And what would you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Merritt again?
Well, the bill that he's writing, is a lot against, against women and, you know, them in special interests and all that stuff. I don't think he's, you know, he's for the people.
Okay. Thank you so much.
For the poor people.
Okay. Okay, one second. Let me just take notes here. Okay. Okay, done. Thank you so much. Now, the last couple of questions are only for statistical purposes. What is the last year of the schooling you have completed?
14.
Okay, thank you. Is that some college but not a degree or technical or vocational school?
Technical and some college.
Okay, thank you so much. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat or Republican, independent or something else?
Democrat.
Okay, and would you say strong or not strong?
Pretty strong.
Okay, thank you. And how important is politics to your personal identity? Some very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all?
Somewhat important.
Okay, thank you. And in the 2020 election for president, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Okay. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time and your opinion. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.